Procopius, the leading historian of the 6th century, is our main source for information about the construction of Hagia Sophia. He describes how, during the games in the nearby Hippodrome in the year 532, the two main rival fan groups joined forces against the emperor in a protest. With the support of some senators, the protest turned into a violent insurrection, during which much of the city centre was destroyed and many thousands were left for dead. This was the Nika Revolt, named after the rioters' victory cry. The word Nika is in fact Greek for victory. After the riot, Justinian was eager to restore his authority. Standing at the ruins of the cathedral that had burned to the ground in the riot, he vowed before his people to build a church that would far surpass anything seen before. 5 years later, the church was finished, and it was consecrated on December the 27th, 537. Legend has it that upon seeing his new church, Justinian exclaimed, "Solomon, I have outdone you." The emperor was referring to the temple built by the legendary King Solomon in Jerusalem, as described in the Bible. Emperor Justinian had fulfilled his promise. The new cathedral was not only of unparalleled scale and beauty, but it was also a bold exploration of the very limits of what can be conceived. It was an engineering masterpiece that finds few parallels in the history of architecture. It was also an unprecedented departure from tradition. This was a time when most churches were simple longitudinal structures known as basilicas, covered by a wooden roof. The builders of Hagia Sophia introduced a system of domes and semi-domes of such a vast scale that most people were awestruck when they saw it. Myths and legendary accounts soon started to surround the building. One such account, by an anonymous author, claims that an angel of the Lord had appeared to the emperor and revealed him the shape of the future church. Such a departure from contemporary building conventions was indeed an extraordinary feat that could only have been accomplished by extraordinary individuals. Indeed, Hagia Sophia was built by two scholars, Anthemius of Tralles, present-day Aydin in Turkey, and Isidorus of Miletus, present-day Milet in Turkey. Anthemius was an expert in projective geometry. He also wrote a dissertation on mathematics and mechanical devices. Isidorus was a professor of geometry and mechanics at the universities of Alexandria and Constantinople, and also an inventor. This formidable building remained one of the largest churches throughout the next 1,000 years. In volume, it can be compared to the Cathedral of Amiens, the largest of all the classic Gothic cathedrals in France. But to understand the magnitude of the Byzantine achievement, it should be noted that Amiens was built in 1220, some 7 centuries after Hagia Sophia, and that it took 50 years to complete. Similarly, the Cathedral of St. Paul in London, built more than 1,100 years later, took 31 years to build. Hagia Sophia, on the other hand, was built in 5 years. This fact alone makes us wonder about what kind of organisation, resources and skills were needed to achieve such a feat. In addition to its structural innovation and aesthetic properties, Justinian's church was an exploit in logistics. The workmen, 10,000 of them according to a later source, were organised into two groups working independently on opposite sides until they met at the dome level. This was the Roman technique used in the construction of bridges. The myth of Hagia Sophia lived on for centuries. In the year 987, 400 years after it was built, the emissaries of Prince Vladimir of Kiev to the Byzantine Emperor reported their impression of the church as follows. We knew not whether we were in heaven or on earth, for on earth there is no such splendor or such beauty, and we are at a loss how to describe it. We only know that God dwells there among men, and their service fairer than the ceremonies of other nations, for we cannot forget that beauty. In 1453, a further 5 centuries later, the Ottoman Sultan Mehmed II captured the Byzantine capital. He was so impressed by Hagia Sophia that he had it converted into a mosque. It was then known under its Turkish name, Hagia Sophia. The myth surrounding this extraordinary building endured in the Ottoman centuries. Cherished by the sultans and venerated by the Muslim faithful, Hagia Sophia was the main source of inspiration for many of the great mosques of the Ottoman Empire. After 9 centuries as a Byzantine church and almost 500 years as an Ottoman mosque, Hagia Sophia was later secularized. In 1935, at the orders of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, first president of the Turkish Republic, the building was turned into a museum.